All right, welcome to the exercises part of this grammar lesson, 26.1. Complete the sentences using can or be able to. Use can if possible, otherwise use be able to. This should not be difficult. Let's read the examples. Number one, Gary has traveled a lot. Here's an interesting information, by the way. This book is based in British English. And as you may or may not know, there's a difference between British and American English. Because not only in pronunciation, which is the obvious part, but also in spelling and in just the general usage of words that Brits use as opposed to Americans. And for example, Gary has traveled a lot. Traveled is spelled with double L, which is the correct way of spelling, but in America we would spell it with one L. So we would say Gary has traveled a lot, one L. Whereas Gary has traveled a lot, pronounced the same way, is British. That's just an FYI. I figured you might be interested. Okay, let me read it again, the example. Gary has traveled a lot. He can speak 5 languages, right? He's able to speak 5 languages. Good for Gary. Number two, I haven't been able to sleep very well recently, right? Haven't been able to is present perfect. We know that we only use can in present and past. Therefore, we're going to use be able to. I haven't been able to. Remember, present perfect is formed by have plus the third form of the verb to be, so been. All right, let's see how you guys do. Number three, Nicole blank drive, but she doesn't have a car. A minute to write it down. All right, so again, it says use can if you can, if possible, otherwise use be able to. So Nicole blank drive, but she doesn't have a car. Nicole can drive, right? But she doesn't have a car. Now, mind you, we could use Nicole is able to drive, but it's just more common as it says in the book. So we're gonna use can when we can. Funny, right? All right, number four. I used blank stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore. Interesting. A minute to write it down. All right, So I used to blank stand in my head, but I can't do it anymore. Remember, used to. Now, this kind of exercise I like because it actually has a lot of reference to the kind of grammar that we already studied. Used to plus infinitive means a habit in the past. It's just a couple classes ago, right? You must remember it still. So I used to is clearly, since it's not a simple past or present, we're going to use be able to. So I used to be able to stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore, right? So I used to be able to stand on my head, but I can't do it anymore. Good. Number five. I can't understand Mark. I've never blank understand him. A minute to write the answer down. All right. So I can't understand Mark. I've never blank understand him. Again, another throwback to the past. As they say in the social networks vernacular, it's TBD. So I've never blank understand him. I've never is clearly present perfect. Therefore, we know we cannot use can. We're going to use be able to. So I've never been able to understand him. I have never been able to understand him. Good. Number six. I can't see you on Friday, but I blank meet you on Saturday morning. Interesting. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I can't see you on Friday, but I meet you on Saturday. Wait, is this a possibility? I think it is. Therefore, we use I could meet you on Saturday morning. So I can't see you on Friday, but I could meet you on Saturday morning. Good. Number seven. Ask Catherine about your problem. She might blank help you. A minute to write the answer down. All right. So ask Catherine about your problem. She might help you. She might be able to help you. Conditional, very good. Okay, moving on. 26.2. Write sentences about yourself using the ideas in brackets. Number one, something you used to be able to. Used to be able to, habit in the past, right? Or ability in the past. I used to be able to sing well. That means that now he or she cannot sing well. Number two, something you used to be able to do, which is the same thing, right? Interesting. So, something you used to be able to do. I used blank a minute to write your answer down. All right, something you used to be able to do. I used to be able to play the piano well, which means that now I'm not, I can't play it well. Well, practice, basically. You need a lot of practice, like in languages, to be able to do things like this. All right, number three, something you would like to be able to. I'd blank a minute to write your answer down. All right, something you would like to be able to do. I would like to be able to speak Japanese fluently. Yes, secretly, I have been studying Japanese, but it's a very difficult language to study. Nothing like English. You have no excuses. You really have it easy because English happens to be one of the easiest languages out there today. Why? Well, it's only 16 tenses. It's easy to pronounce. There are no changes in the plural, third singular form. So there's no le or tu. There's always you. And that makes it a lot easier, right? A lot less formal. So English is one of the easiest languages there really is to learn. So, yes. I hope this did not demoralize you in any way. And if anything, this should make you feel that you can do it, right? You can understand and you can memorize all of these grammar forms. I know sometimes it might seem like, oh my God, another grammar topic. It never ends. Well, guess what? It does. It will end eventually. And all you need to do right now is practice, practice, practice. Because eventually it becomes automatic. So once you study it enough and you start speaking and using it in your speaking with other people when you speak English, for example, when you travel or I don't know, when you have to speak, give a report in English, for example, maybe someday you'll need to give a report in English at university. This is when these forms, by then, this form should be automatic, right? So right now you practice, you do the exercise, but then eventually it's going to be automatic. You will not need to think, is it be able to or is it can? It comes automatically, all right? Okay, number four, something you have never been able to do. I've blank a minute to write the answer down. All right, something you have never been able to do. I've never, this is tricky. I've never been able to play baseball well. I've never been able to play baseball well. Actually, in America, baseball is for guys, at least in high school, when we used to play it, and for girls, it used to be called softball. It's basically the same thing, same rules, but a little bit of bigger ball and a bigger bat. Kind of, they think it's going to make it easier, but really, it's not. So my answer is, I've never been able to play baseball well. I would really love to hear your answers to these questions, but unfortunately, I can't. Hey, maybe at exam, if we have to have do the oral exam, which I really hope we don't, I might ask you this. Okay, moving on. 26.3. Complete the sentences with can, can't, could, couldn't, plus the following verbs, which are come, eat, hear, run, sleep, and wait. So number one, I'm afraid I can't come to your party next week. All right. Number two, when Dan was 16, he blank 100 meters in 11 seconds. A minute to write this down. Okay, so complete the sentence with can, can't, could, couldn't. When Dan was 16, so past, he could run 100 meters in 11 seconds. Wow, that's really fast. So he could run. How do we know that we have to use past? Well, when Dan was 16. Therefore, he could run 100 meters in 11 seconds. Great. Number three, are you in a hurry? No, I've got plenty of time. I blank a minute to write it down. Okay. All right. So, are you in a hurry? No, I've got plenty of time. I can wait. All right, number four. I was feeling sick yesterday. I blank anything. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I was feeling sick yesterday. This yesterday is clearly an indicator that the next sentence is going to be in the past. Therefore, we know we're not going to use can or can't. We're going to use could or couldn't. And that already narrows our choice. So I was feeling sick yesterday. I anything. And looking at the verbs, we scan them quickly. And we see eat here, run, sleep, wait. Probably eat would fit best. So we say, you could either say I could eat anything, which would make no sense. Therefore, the answer would be I couldn't eat anything. So the answer for number four is I was feeling sick yesterday. I couldn't eat anything. Could in the past. Good. Number five. Can you speak a little louder? I blank you very well. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Can you speak a little louder? I, you very well. Can you speak as present? Therefore, we know that the choices are narrows. And we're going to use between can and can't. Speak louder. The verb would be here. So, can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you very well. All right. Number six. You look tired. Yes, I blank last night. A minute to write the answer down. All right. You look tired. Yes, I. Again, look is present. This is a kind of a trick or a tip, let's say this, for your exams. So when you be answering questions at exam, always scan for, first of all, the first part of the sentence is the indicator for which grammar tense the second part of the sentence will be. So that means that if there's present, then it's definitely going to be present or future. If there's past, it's going to be past. It's never both, right? You can never go present and past or past and present. All right, so there has to be future. There has to be correlations of tenses. All right, so you look tired. Yes, I couldn't sleep last night. All right, perfect. 24 points. I'm sorry, 26.4. I couldn't sleep last night. 26.4. Complete the answers to the questions with was, were, able to. Number one, A, did everybody escape from the fire? B, yes, although the fire spread quickly, everybody was able to escape. You gotta love these examples, right? In grammar book, it's always some sort of a drama situation going on. All right, so anyway, yes, although the fire spread quickly, everybody was able to escape. They had the opportunity to escape. So here we need to insert was, were able to. It's a pretty easy exercise. Number two, did you finish your work this afternoon? And you say, yes, there was nobody to disturb me, so I... A minute to write it down. All right. Did you finish your work this afternoon? Yes, there was nobody to disturb me, so I was able to finish it. I was able to finish it. Seems pretty easy. Number three, did you have problems finding our house? Not really. Your directions were good and we blink. A minute to finish this sentence. Did you have problems finding a house? No, not really. Your directions were good and we were able to find it easily. We were able. It's as easy as putting the correct form of the verb to be, right? But by this point in our grammar lessons, I expect every single one of you to not make mistakes in this kind of exercise. Of course, you know that we is were, and I and he and she it is was. Okay, number four. A. Did the thief get away? B. Yes. No one realized what was happening. And the thief, a minute to write the answer down. All right. Did the thief get away? Yes, no one realized what was happening, and the thief, so he or she was able to get away. So yes, no one realized what was happening, and the thief was able to get away. All right. 26.5. Number one, my grandfather traveled a lot. He could speak 5 languages. Lucky he. It's in the past, therefore we use could, not can. Number two, I looked everywhere for the book, but I couldn't find it. Again, I looked, past, therefore couldn't. Number three, they didn't want to come with us at first, but we managed to persuade them. And number four, Laura had hurt her leg and blank walk very well. A minute to write the correct answer down. All right. Laura had hurt her leg and couldn't walk very well, right? Had hurt, past perfect. Couldn't walk very well, past simple, right? So we use couldn't clearly. Okay, number five. I ran my first marathon recently. It was very hard, but I blank finish. A minute to write the answer down. All right, I ran my first marathon recently. It was very hard, but I managed to finish, right? Managed to finish. I was able to finish it, right? Okay. Number six. I looked very carefully and I blank see somebody in the distance. A minute to write the answer down. Okay, I looked very carefully and I could see somebody in the distance, right? Because he looked very carefully or she looked very carefully and was able to. So could see somebody in the distance. All right, number seven. I wanted to buy some tomatoes. The first shop I went to didn't have any, but I blank get some in the next shop. A minute to write the answer down. Wanted to buy some tomatoes. The first shop I went to didn't have any, but I managed to get some in the next shop, which is against the rules right now, right? Because of the quarantine and the lockdown, you're not supposed to be wandering around shops. All right, number eight. My grandmother loved music. She blank play the piano very well. A minute to write the answer down. All right. My grandmother loved music. She could play the piano very well, right? Loved is past simple. Therefore, we have to remain in the same time as is used in the first sentence. So we use could, right? She could play the piano very well, but in this exercise you use could, couldn't, and managed to. It's clear that this is the only case possible. All right, number nine. A girl fell into the river, but unfortunately we blank pull her out. A minute, but fortunately, right? Sorry, but fortunately we blank pull her out, not unfortunately. funny. All right, a minute to write the answer down. All right. A girl fell into the river, but fortunately, we managed to pull her out. Right? Managed as in we were able to. Okay. Last but not least, number 10. I had forgotten to bring my camera, so I blank take any pictures. A minute to write the answer down. I had forgotten to bring my camera, so I couldn't take any pictures. Don't you hate when that happens, when you go someplace and there's no camera? But it doesn't happen now, right? This is an old book. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people have their smartphones, so we're always able to snap a picture here and there. And you don't really need to carry your Canon or your Nikon with you anywhere you go because they're heavy, and your phone is, well, it fits in your pocket. Of course, that is if you have a smartphone. Not a lot of people do, and some people don't on purpose. All right, this is it for the modal verbs grammar class. Again, do not panic about the exam. The exam is going to be based on the grammar topics we've been studying, all right? Also on the reading comprehension, but as far as I'm concerned, I think grammar is kind of the thing that you need the most right now. And from then on, you can build on in your next classes, you can do other things, but grammar is the basis for everything. And therefore, I am going to organize my exam around this. Okay, I know you have other teachers of English that help you out, but they're all going to help with my exam. So I think the exam is definitely going to be written. I mean, at least this is what I want to do, but of course we still need to see. If it's not going to be written, then it's a little trickier because, well, students get to be nervous and sometimes they don't answer and you only have a certain time and you don't have a second chance, so to say. Whereas in written exam, a lot of times it's easier to concentrate, I think. We'll see how it goes. As of now, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me an email, as always. And all right, have a great class. Bye-bye.